Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. Hamas says they will continue their holy war against the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. David Doling comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, there's supposedly a ceasefire in place between Israel and basically Hamas. However, Hamas on Friday called for a day of rage, and not only in the Gaza Strip, but in the West Bank. That doesn't sound like they want to continue that ceasefire, does it?
No, Jimmy, and they also put out a statement very strongly condemning Naftali Bennett and saying that if he's prime minister, we consider Netanyahu still sitting in that chair. I think they want to see a new uprising continue and will work for that. There's a lot of speculation in the Israeli press that the coalition coming into power with an Arab party and a right-wing prime minister, etc., will bring more unity in Israel, will maybe stop the internal fighting that's been going on between Arabs and Jews in Israeli cities. These are all Israeli citizens, but that's certainly not going to be the case in terms of Hamas, and I'm sure there'll be many Israeli Arabs that will respond to that as well.
And David, Hamas said this week they promise more jihad stabbings. Yeah, they say this 11-day event that took place, Israel fighting Hamas, was simply a dress rehearsal for things to come. That doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we have a pretty strong defense minister in Benny Gantz. Yes, Hamas is going to continue its holy war, Jimmy. They don't care what Israeli government is in power. The fact that Israel exists, the fact that Israel controls the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Haifa and all these other areas, that's the bottom line issue for them. A Jewish state cannot exist. Jews cannot rule over Muslims, as the Quran states, so they're being accurate in that sentiment, and they're going to continue their jihad war for sure.
David Dolan explaining why Hamas will continue their holy war against the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Hamas cannot allow for a Jewish state on what they call Muslim real estate. Hamas cannot allow for Jews to rule over Muslims. That's what is driving Hamas. They are an Islamic terror organization. This scenario unfolding in Israel today is a page out of Bible prophecy. The ancient Jewish prophet Amos wrote about punishment on Gaza and thus on Hamas. That's Amos chapter 1 and verse 6. Gaza is mentioned some 18 times in Scripture, and will face God's judgment in the end times along with Hamas. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...